So thankful. Y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, fear of man, and this past week, I would say, being really short with my kids. Parenting fail. So I need help with that. Hold me accountable for it, and please pray for me, because that was a confession. When I was younger, drunk, so like 20s, right out of school, first job, right out of college, I would, me and a buddy, we would wake up late because we were hungover. We'd go into work at like 10, and we had this idea. We're like, dude, we're totally gonna get busted. And so we would swing by the copy room, and we would grab random papers off of the printer or out of the recycling bin. And we're like, pick up some papers and just walk fast. Like you just came from a meeting, like, I don't even know. What? Like, you're just so important, came out of a meeting, you were late. Can't clearly have no time to tell you why I'm coming in at 10 because I've got the stuff I got to tend to. That was a false confidence. There was another false confidence anytime we were in a bar of walking up to a girl to talk to her. Like, nervous as can be, you know, didn't have the right words, but we're like, man, just be confident. Go up here with confidence, man. We talk each other up. Be up there with confidence about what you're going to say. Come on, you're the man, whatever. And that was a false confidence, like poor women that we interacted with in that day and age. And then the other confidence, finally, was what we called liquid confidence. I'm sure you all are familiar with, some of you. And as a recovering alcoholic, like, that was it. And it was half the reason, if not more, of why I drank, why I used to drink. Like, because I didn't have the confidence at the happy hour or with my clients or with girls, certainly. Or even around guys. Like, man, I'm not like a small talk. I don't know anything about sports. And so, but like, man, that'd be common ground. Get drunk, say something funny. And so that was an equalizer for me too. That would give me this false confidence, this liquid confidence that I would say. And it was all a sham. Like, I was the world's biggest fraud. And yet would have come across, maybe in my own, you know, naivety, as somewhat confident. But it was all because of like false, like I was busy and that was really important and had some things to do, which is why I was coming in late. False confidence with girls. I was colossally insecure with them especially. And then just like a train wreck of insecurity and fear of man in general, and would literally, you know, drink on my way to a dinner party as I was driving because I was like, man, I'm not a good small talker. So I would drink in the midst of that. It was all false confidence, all of it, every single bit. And I was, it's funny because a couple of weeks ago I was walking in the hall with someone and I said, you know, I think they just lack confidence. And I was like, that's not the right word. It's not that they lack confidence, because that sounds like this kind of self-mustered up, like, yeah, I'm the man, whatever. Like, it's not that. I'm gonna try to invent a word here. Godfidence. You can laugh at it, but it's good. It's Godfidence. Because like, man, screw the whole like self-confidence thing. That's ridiculous. That's bogus. Like pop psychology, like, wow, they're kind of low in their self-confidence. All of us should be low in our self-confidence. We got nothing. I am a drunk apart from Jesus, a foul-mouthed, lazy, insecure drunk. That's who I am apart from Christ. The only thing that's changed is now Christ lives in me and has changed me, and I now have what I call a Godfidence, because it's not me. I didn't just decide to be professional or put together or whatever. This is not a false. It's because I have confidence in God. I have confidence in God's promises. I have confidence that he has changed me and I'm no longer a slave to sin. I have confidence that Satan no longer will have the final word on my life. I have confidence that I don't care if people laugh at me or don't laugh at me, depending on what it is that I just said. I have confidence no matter who I'm talking to, because my confidence is in God. It's not in myself. If it was in myself, I'd be a mess and I'd still be gripped and enslaved by fear of man. But instead, I have this, I can't find it. Maybe it's in the Message translation, but I have Godfidence, where it's like, dude, I don't know where it comes from other than the Lord. And I don't worry so much anymore what people think of me. I don't worry about if I'm gonna have the right words in the moment. I just rely on him. And where it is in scripture is right here in Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. When I am afraid, not if, when, all of us, there are times that we are afraid. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, not in myself, not in my circumstances, not in my bank account, not in my relationship status, not in how many likes my post got. I will trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. So the psalmist is like, man, I'm camping out on truth. My confidence is in truth, not in the whims of this world and its ways. Whose word I praise. In God I trust, he reminds himself again. I will not be afraid in this last land. What can mortal man do to me? It's a rhetorical question. The answer being nothing, nothing. Mortal man can do nothing to me because I have a confidence that only his word has the final say in my life and in my position in this world. And he gives and takes away. In him I trust, in his word I praise, and thus I am freed from any other insecurity that may befall me, no matter what it may be. I have confidence in God above, period. End of statement. Confidence in God, Godfidence, that's where it lies. End of statement. And I'm free. And I have nothing left to fear. And y'all, that's regeneration. Like, that's what we're doing here, because we're all coming through the doors with various struggles or fears or anxieties or things that have gripped us. And the answer is, man, what can mortal man do to me? And you know who else falls into the category of mortal man? Self. So it's like, what can I or anyone else do to me? With God at the helm, with God at the wheel, I'm free. I'm free. I don't have to worry anymore. I don't have any more fears.